Welcome to Explore Radio Origins. I'm Kellen McGee. What if I described a plant that has nutrient-rich beans, protein-rich roots, and grows in the desert regions where rural communities desperately need a drought-resistant crop? Sound too good to be true? Maybe not. I've just described the wild marama bean, native to Africa.
But it's never been grown as an organized crop. It's just collected out of the bush. And so the idea is, can we find ways of developing a set of lines which give you decent yield that we can give to the farmers?
Christopher Cullis, professor of biology at Case Western Reserve University, is finding out if we, with our modern genetic know-how, can turn the marama bean into a cultivated crop. However, unlike most crop plants, a marama plant can't be inbred, so the seeds turn out to be heterogeneous, meaning they all have different genes.
So you can't say, oh, I can collect all the seeds from this plant and they're all going to be the same. They're not. They're all going to be different. So it's really trying to find out, can we identify some plants that grow really well and then choose both parents, which we're fairly sure will give us the correct profile, because it doesn't flower for 2 years. And so it's important to get it right first time around.
If Cullis and his collaborators can breed a marama plant that gets it right the first time around, it would be a lifeline for African farming communities in drying climates. Explore Radio Origins is produced by the Institute for the Science of Origins at Case Western Reserve University and WKSU.